he came home because he
felt ill.
Felt sick. Okay.
I really think a young child would say sick rather than ill.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you expect this person to be better soon, the sick person, you'd say, but he'll be
all right.
Mm-hmm. When?
Soon.
Soon. Okay.
In a few days, we'd say.
All right. If you were talking about arriving in a city, and you were driving along and talking to the children maybe or something, you'd say, we'll get there.
Pretty soon now.
All right. If someone got overheated and chilled and his eyes started running and his nose was running and everything, you'd say, if he actually was sick from this, you'd say he...
is taking cold.
Okay. And when you have a cold, sometimes your throat gets sore and you sound funny. And you
hoarse.
And of course when you go, you say, I have a...
frog in my throat.
All right, good. And what you call the the what I'm doing is
hack cough.
All right. If you were feeling ready to go to bed, you would say, I think I'll go up and go to bed. I'm feeling a little
weary.
All right. After you've gone to bed. When you, in the morning, I don't know, around 6 o'clock maybe, you blank from bed. You,
Repeat that.
Okay. When you arise in the morning, you probably won't, you don't say, I arose, you
no,
say,
I get up.
All right. Is there any other way you would say that? When you open your eyes, you say, I...
awoke.
All right. You'd say, I woke at?
6 o'clock.
All right. If you want to make someone else get up, you'd say, I went in and blank him.
Wait a minute. And woke him up.
All right. On this one, we want the verb forms. You'd say, Tom blank Valium for his nerves.
Takes.
And you'd say, he blank a pill at 1 o'clock.
He takes a pill at 1 o'clock.
Yesterday he...
took it at 1 o'clock.
And he has...
will take it. Oh, he has taken.
All right. And what do you say of someone who does not seem to hear very well or at all? You'd say he's...
deaf.
All right. If you've been working very hard, like the other day when I came over here... you had what pouring off of your face?
Oh, and not perspiration, sweat.
You had sweat pouring off your face. Okay. And so you would say, I blank while I was working out in the garden. The verb form, I.
I perspired.
You would say perspired rather than...
no, I believe I'd say I sweat.
Okay. But yesterday I blank while I was out in the garden.
I think I'd still say sweat.
I sweat while I was out in the garden, okay? Let's see, what do you call a place on your arm or somewhere that is really a sore and it gets all puffed up and sometimes you have to have it lanced? What would you call that?
Abscess.
An abscess, okay. Mm-hmm. Any other names? What if it wasn't quite that bad, just a place that came to a head on your leg or something?
Well, a swelling.
All right.
Had a swelling.
All right. What if it had a big core in it?
Well, now that's an abscess.
All right.
Or a boil.
All right.
Guess if it had a core, I'd say a boil.
Mm-hmm. What do you call...